Then Wulfgar went to the door and addressed the waiting seafarers with soldiers' words. "My lord, the great king of the Danes, commands me to tell you that he knows of your noble birth, and that having come to him from over the open sea, you have come bravely and are welcome. Now go to him as you are, in your armor and helmets, but leave your battle shields here and your spears. Let them lie waiting for the promises your words may make." Beowulf arose with his men around him, ordering a few to remain with their weapons, leading the others quickly along under Heorot's steep roof into Hrothgar's presence. Standing on that prince's own hearth, helmeted, the silvery metal of his mail shirt gleaming with the smith's high art, he greeted the Dane's great lord. "Hail, Hrothgar! Iglac is my cousin and my king. The days of my youth have been filled with glory. Now Grendel's name has echoed in our land. Sailors have brought us stories of Heorot, the best of all mead halls, deserted and useless when the moon hangs in the skies the sun has lit, light and life fleeing together. My people have said, the wisest, most knowing, and best of them, that my duty was to go to the Danes' great king. They have seen my strength for themselves, have watched me rise from the darkness of war, dripping with my enemy's blood. I drove 5 great giants into chains, chased all of them, all of that race from the earth. I swam in the blackness of night, hunting monsters out of the ocean and killing them one by one. Death was my errand and the fate they had earned. Now Grendel and I are called together and I've come. Grant me then, lord and protector of this noble place, a single request. I have come so far on shelter of warriors and your people's loved friend that this is one favor you should not refuse me, that I, alone with the help of my men, may purge all evil from this hall. I have heard, too, that the monster's scorn of men is so great that he needs no weapons and fears none, nor will I. My lord Iglac might think less of me if I let my sword go where my feet were afraid to, if I hid behind some broad linden shield. My hands alone shall fight for me, struggle for life against the monster. God must decide who will be given to death's cold grip. Grendel's plan, I think, will be what it has been before, to invade this hall and gorge his belly with our bodies, if he can. And I think, if my time will have come, there'll be nothing to mourn over, no corpse to prepare for its grave. Grendel will carry our body flesh to the moors, crunch on our bones, and smear torn scraps of our skin on the walls of his den. No, I expect no Danes will fret about sewing our shrouds if he wins. And if death does take me, send the hammered mail of my armor to Iglac. Return the inheritance I had from Hrethel, and he from Wayland. Fate will unwind as it must.